So if you're staring at a blank slate, maybe a new office, a school building, or even a clinic, and you need to build a network from the ground up, where on earth do you even start? That's what we're tackling today.
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming, right? You've got all these terms flying around, routers, switches, access points, and if you're not in IT every day, it's easy to get lost. But honestly, once you understand what each piece does, it becomes a lot clearer.
Okay, so let's start with the heart of it all. The router. What's its job in this whole setup?
The router is a central component that connects all your devices to the internet and directs traffic between your local network and the wider web. Unlike a simple hub, a router intelligently inspects data packets to determine the best path for them. And it also acts as a security barrier, protecting your network from external threats.
Right, so when someone's choosing a router, what should they be looking at? There are so many options out there.
Great question. First, you want to look at the Wi-Fi standard. While Wi-Fi 6, also called 802.11ax, offers faster speeds, better range, and can handle multiple devices at once, Wi-Fi 7, or 802.11be, is the latest standard, providing even greater speeds and lower latency, and is designed to handle more devices simultaneously. Then, match the router to your internet speed plan. If you've got a gigabit plan, you need a router that supports those speeds. And don't forget coverage area. If you're dealing with a large space, a mesh network might be necessary.
Mesh networks. Those are multiple routers working together, right?
Exactly. Mesh networks consist of a main router and multiple satellite nodes or access points, working together to create a unified Wi-Fi network across a big area. I once worked with a school that tried to cover 3 buildings with 1 router, and it was a nightmare. Switching to a mesh system made all the difference.
I can imagine. Now, what about switches? How do they fit into this puzzle?
Switches expand your local area network by connecting multiple wired devices, computers, printers, IP phones, that sort of thing. If you need more than a couple of devices hardwired in, a switch is essential. Think of it like adding extra outlets to your electrical panel. You're just expanding capacity.
Huh, that's a good analogy. And there are different types, right? Managed versus unmanaged?
Yep. Unmanaged switches are plug and play, super simple, great for basic setups. But if you need more control, like monitoring traffic or setting up advanced configurations, you'll want a managed switch. It gives you that extra layer of oversight, which is important for complex networks.
Makes sense. And what about speed? I've heard gigabit thrown around a lot.
Gigabit switches are pretty much standard now for most networks. But if you're running high-performance tasks, like video editing or data-heavy applications, you might need a 10-gigabit switch to keep things moving smoothly.
That point about high-performance needs sets up our next piece, cabling and infrastructure. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Telecom Depot Direct supplies the networking and telecom equipment that governments, schools, universities, clinics, hospitals, and businesses rely on. From routers and network switches to Wi-Fi access points, IP phones, and telecom accessories, they deliver reliable hardware at competitive prices with fast availability. Whether an organization is upgrading infrastructure or maintaining legacy systems, Telecom Depot Direct understands their procurement needs. To learn more, visit telecomdepotdirect.com.
Picking up on those high-performance needs, let's talk cables. How important is the quality of your Ethernet cables in all this?
Oh, it's huge. Your cables are the backbone of your wired connections. For most networks, Cat 6 cables are a good choice, supporting speeds up to 1 gigabit per second over 100 meters. While Cat 6 can support 10 gigabits per second, it's only reliable for shorter distances, typically up to 55 meters. For consistent 10 gigabits per second speeds over the full 100-meter distance, Cat 6A cables are recommended. Investing in high-quality cables is one of the simplest ways to boost your network speed and reliability.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And keep cable lengths as short as possible to avoid signal degradation. If you're in an environment with a lot of interference, like an industrial setting, consider shielded cables to prevent signal loss.
So, the router and switch are only part of the equation. The cables matter too. Now, what about extending Wi-Fi coverage? Not everyone can rely on a single router, especially in bigger buildings.
Right. That's where Wi-Fi extenders or mesh networks come in. Extenders are good for smaller areas. They repeat the signal from your existing router, but they can sometimes reduce speed. For larger spaces, mesh networks provide more reliable, full coverage by using multiple nodes. They're ideal for schools, hospitals, or bigger offices.
What about security? I mean, once you've got all this infrastructure in place, how do you protect it?
Firewalls are key. A hardware firewall monitors and controls traffic based on security rules and provides network-wide protection. Look for features like VPN support, intrusion detection systems, and automatic security updates. And make sure your router has strong encryption. WPA3 is the best standard right now. So essentially, a firewall is your first line of defense, or put another way, your gatekeeper for network security.
So to everyone listening, if you're setting up a network for the first time, you're really looking at three core pieces: routers for connectivity and security, switches for wired expansion, and access points or mesh systems for coverage. Is that a fair summary?
That's exactly it. And don't forget the cables and security. Success really hinges on matching the right equipment to your specific needs, whether that's a small business, a school, or a healthcare facility with strict uptime requirements.
How do you think organizations can avoid common mistakes when they're starting from scratch?
I'd say the biggest mistake is underestimating coverage needs or trying to skimp on equipment quality. Cheap gear might save money up front, but it'll cost you in downtime and frustration. Also, think about future growth. Don't just plan for today's needs. Have you ever walked into a building and had your Wi-Fi just die halfway through? That's usually a coverage planning problem.
Oh, constantly. It's one of those modern frustrations, right?
Exactly. We all have those "I should have seen that coming" moments. But that's how we learn, by building on what works and adjusting what doesn't.
Well, I think we've covered the essentials here. Routers as the hub, switches for expansion, and access points for coverage. Together, we've hopefully made the basics of building a network much clearer. Thanks for breaking it all down.
My pleasure. Getting the fundamentals right is what makes everything else fall into place.